Welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we dive deep into the everyday challenges that impact our lives and explore practical solutions for our personal growth and empowerment. I'm your host, Kate House, and today's episode is all about a topic that hits so close to home for so many of us: revenge bedtime procrastination. You know those late nights where you stay up way past your bedtime, scrolling through your phone, binge watching Netflix, or even indulging in self-care activities, only to regret it the next morning when you're groggy and exhausted? That's revenge bedtime procrastination, and it's a habit that affects our sleep, our mental health, and our overall well-being. But fear not, friend, because joining us today is the incredible Monica Packer, a certified coach and expert in tackling revenge bedtime procrastination. Monica's personal journey and professional expertise make her the perfect guide for anyone looking to break free from the cycle of procrastination and reclaim their evenings for restorative sleep and self-care. In this episode, Monica shares her insights into the root causes of revenge bedtime procrastination, its impact on our daily lives and relationships, and most importantly, we share about our upcoming workshop where you'll learn practical strategies to overcome this habit and create healthier bedtime routines together. So if you've ever found yourself trapped in the cycle of late-night procrastination, struggling to prioritize self-care and sleep, or simply seeking a roadmap to take back your evenings, then you won't want to miss this conversation. So what do you say, friend? Let's dive in. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we choose to live by design and not by default. I'm your host, Kate House, behavior change specialist, empowerment coach, top 2% globally ranked podcaster, keynote speaker, soon-to-be author, and your guide to navigating life with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Each week on the show, I'm going to teach you how to be the architect of your extraordinary life through exploring my signature method, the Live by Design Blueprint. Together, let's explore powerful habits, mindset shifts, goals with soul, self-awareness, and lifelong learning, all while cultivating joy and practicing gratitude each step of the way. I'm here to be the voice of a friend and to support as many of us high-achieving, goal-oriented women on our intentional living journey as we ditch the overwhelm, get unstuck, and take purpose-aligned action. So what do you say, friend? Let's live by design and not default together. Hey, Monica, welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I am so excited to have you back here.
Well, thank you for having me. It is such a joy to be with you. I really love you and I love your community.
Oh, I feel the exact same way about you. You know, it's so fun. Like, my word of this year for my business is collaboration. And so, friends, it was so funny because Monica messaged me and was like, I had this idea for this really cool collaboration. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, what are the chances? Like, yes, yes, yes.
The stars aligned.
I know, right? It's just like so fun to get to be in community with other women who love serving a community who is committed to personal growth, but doing it in a way that feels good and in a way that's like loving to ourselves, which I think is something that you do so beautifully. So Monica, will you tell us a little bit about the event we're going to host together and this topic of revenge bedtime? Because it's come up in my community so frequently and it's not my area of expertise, but it's yours. So I'm so excited to like bring this collaboration to life.
Okay, so I'll just say what we're doing is we're teaching a workshop. And when I say we, you are kindly hosting it and your community is coming and I'll be teaching it to you. And the reason why I have an expertise in this is both personally and professionally. And I think we need to start with the personal because I'm not coming to teach about revenge bedtime procrastination because I never had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to teach on it because this has been a lifelong tendency of mine, especially as a night owl, but especially as a young mom. And it's been something I have worked on for years. And I feel like I have made a ton of progress personally. And as part of that, I have helped a ton of women do the same. And it never was something I set out to be like, I am going to coach women on revenge bedtime procrastination. But just like you said, with your community, it's the same with mine. It's been such a common issue and so multifaceted and multi-layered that it's involved some deep work and also practical work to get a hold of it. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's the deep work and the practical work like coupled together. I feel like that's kind of where the magic happens. So for somebody who's listening to this and they're like, what is revenge bedtime procrastination? Can you just give us like a high level kind of working definition for what that is or maybe what it looks like in our lives?
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's a scholarly definition out there somewhere, but it all came from an article actually that I'm going to reference in the workshop, this term, where the author just talked about how this is a real issue for many, mm-hmm. many women. And essentially what it is because you are so starved for time to and for yourself, you take that time only when and how you can, which tend to be for a lot of women at night. Mm-hmm. And because you have such a limited time at night, you extend that time well past an appropriate bedtime for yourself. Whether that's you engaging in what many would say typical self-care habits are, like face masks or bubble baths, or it's you taking time to be more productive and to mm-hmm. do the things that you want to do that you don't tend to have time during the day to prioritize for yourself, regardless of what you're doing. If you are so starved for that time that you're taking it and extending it into your sleep, that's revenge bedtime procrastination. And I think mm-hmm. we both know there's major consequences to that, mm-hmm. That many are living out. And in addition to exhaustion, there's also a huge mental health component. And as part of that, I mean, we're just going to make this connection. It's a relationship component too. I mean, mm-hmm. when you show up less as yourself during the day, the people that you love the most get the not great version of you too. So, and there's also health implications and well beyond. So we're all living it. I think we don't mm-hmm. have to like have all the facts to know, oh, I know what this feels like because mm-hmm. I'm living it.
Yes, absolutely. As Monica's sharing, if you guys can't see me, I'm like nodding my head like, yep, I totally feel this. And it's come up, you know, I know in both of our communities, we just desire that time for ourselves and this time for self-care. But when it comes at the expense of our health, of our sleep, of our relationships, you know, that can start to be that tipping point of like, okay, maybe it's time that I start to take a look at this and start to unpack it a little bit and dive deeper. So I am so excited to do this workshop together. So friends, the way Monica hosts these workshops, and this is what I like love about this approach, is it's a paid for workshop and it's not this workshop that's leading to this big sale at the end. It's a workshop where you get to learn and you get to be mm-hmm. in community and you get to be seen and you get to learn these practical strategies to implement in your own life. So Monica, I'm curious, what is like your favorite part of teaching these workshops? Like, I know you have such a heart of a teacher and such a beautiful heart to support others. So what is it about these that you're like, yeah, this feels really good to do?
I actually used to be a middle school teacher before I had kids. And even the first few years, I helped new teachers learn how to teach. And that's why I love podcasting, because I get to put on my teacher hat in many ways. But ever since, you know, the pandemic, I used to teach in-person workshops for a few years before the pandemic. I haven't done one since. And I really just missed gathering with women and just being there to teach and also to learn from each other, because selfishly, these workshops, I learn from the women who attend too. They always bring something new to the table, whether it's a new scenario or a problem or their own solution that is so helpful. So for me, it's just being with women, and it's knowing that we are in a valuable place together, learning and helping each other. And that's what matters most to me. That's why I'm in this work anyway. And I don't know, it just feels good to do something with that being the whole purpose.
Yes, I feel so expansive and so like abundant as you share that. And I'm just so excited to be there, to bring the community together and to get to learn together. And I think for me, like, you know, I host the Live by Design podcast. It's all about living by design and not by default. And I think that we can default into behaviors that maybe aren't the best for us. It feels good in the moment, but then it's not the best for us long term. Mm-hmm. And taking this approach of like, how can we make the new default something a little bit more positive or nurturing or, you know, whatever the case might be for you personally. So I'm very excited for this. And for everybody who's like interested in joining us, we are going to be hosting this on what we decide on Thursday, May 2nd from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that'll allow for folks across all the different time zones, get you home from work so you can attend. And it's recorded as well, right, Monica?
Yeah, a replay will be included and they can watch it live on a server that I have. And then they can also download it. So that way they have it forever.
I love that. And so the price is going to be $37. And if you're a part of my Live by Design collective, you'll have a $10 discount code emailed to you ahead of time if you want to join us. That's just a little thank you for being part of the community. But I feel like this price point just makes it super accessible. And it's so doable. You know, I host digital summits, online summits. I love these big events, but sometimes it can be a little bit of information overload. So I love this opportunity to go deep with you in this one particular area. So Monica, as we wrap this up, if there is like one thing you wanted to say to the woman who attends the seminar, like the woman who's like, yep, revenge bedtime procrastination is definitely something I struggle with. The woman who has a desire on her heart for change, but maybe feels a little stuck or is unsure of where to start, or the woman who's had that moment of like, something has to change. Mm-hmm. I just need the tools or like the roadmap to get there. What would you say to her in terms of encouragement?
I would say two things. First, revenge bedtime procrastination is not you being a lazy person. It's you trying to thrive in a situation. And I guess it's even like being a tree that's planted in some pretty rocky soil. And you're just doing what you can to survive. So what you're going to learn is give you even more compassion about why this is something that you tend to do, even if you end up hating the longstanding consequences of it past the moment. And the second thing I would say is know that you're coming into this with that compassion about more the why. So the goal is to not be, don't take time for yourself and that's bad, don't do it anymore, stop today. It's not going to be that. It's going to be more of, what are the roots of this and how can we deal with this in ways that are truly better for us in the long term and gently so. So keep that in mind. You're going to come for a lot of practical and deep things that we talked about, but you're going to leave with a lot of hope too.
Oh, I love that so much. And I just really appreciate teachers like you who, you know, we're all kind of in the thick of it together. Before we hit record, we're talking about tonsillectomies. We're talking about sick kids, right? So we love to teach and share and host these opportunities from a place of, it's not that we've figured it all out. It's that we've struggled with it too. And we've created tools and systems and started to unpack the reasons behind it. And I love this idea of just being able to reach a hand back to the person who's like one step behind us, the person who's like, it's not like we're light years ahead of anybody, but we just have this heart for teaching and this heart for supporting and bringing women together. That's why I love podcasting too. What a cool world that we can live in different states and different time zones and come together. I just love it so much. So as we wrap up, Monica, is there anything that I didn't mention that you want to make sure we share with the community about our upcoming workshop?
No, I think the only thing is it's going to be an hour long.
Oh, yeah.
Be prepared to take some notes. The replay is included. I think that's the most common questions right there that we got covered. So I think it's all there. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, friends. So we're going to put links in the show notes below for you to join us, to sign up at that $37 price. Or again, if you're part of the Live by Design Collective, look for that email for the $10 off discount code as our special thank you. And we'll be sending out some emails. You'll see us over on social talking about this. But if revenge bedtime procrastination is something that resonates with you, friend, this is just an opportunity to learn together, to implement shifts and changes together, and to do it with lots of love for yourself along the way. Monica, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for approaching me for this collaboration. It makes my heart so happy. So I'm just so grateful.
Well, I'm grateful. I know this is a big ask, but I think our communities are so aligned and we're so aligned on why we're here that I'm glad it was an easy yes for you and it's an easy yes for me.
That brings us to the end of another Live by Design podcast episode. I had so much fun diving into today's topic with you, and I hope you're walking away with one action item that you're going to commit to implementing in your own life starting today. And speaking of ditching the overwhelm, getting unstuck, and taking action, I would love to get connected with you, friend. It's really me on the other end recording podcast episodes, answering emails, recording video responses, and I am dying to get to know you better. You can shoot me an email anytime over at kate@misskatehouse.com or send me a DM or a voice memo, love voice memos, over on Instagram @misskatehouse. I'd love to know your favorite takeaways from this episode, the action item you're committing to implementing, or how you're leaning into living by design and not by default in your current season of life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a second to subscribe to the Live by Design podcast wherever it is you tune into your shows. And if you've enjoyed three or more of these content-packed episodes, I would be so ridiculously grateful if you do me the favor of opening up Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and leave a 5-star rating for the show, and if possible, a simple 1-2 sentence review. Each new review that's left brings me so much joy. It makes my heart smile, and it helps us grow our community of growth-oriented women. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, friend. I'll be back in your earbuds again soon. And until that time, spread some joy. Make someone smile.